Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Marion County Communications Center Director Martha Dykstra, along with employees Shannon Ritter and Melinda Hilzer, about the work they do on a day-to-day basis in the dispatching center.
First off, what service does the dispatchers provide to law enforcement officers and others in Marion County?
Dispatch is the first link that the citizens have with first responders throughout Marion County. They call into the dispatch center. We in turn dispatch officers to whatever their need may be.
Shannon, let's talk about day to day. Let's talk about what a normal day looks like for you when, let's say, nothing big happens on a day. What does it look like for you?
Typically, we still deal with non-emergency calls often. We have administrative lines and things for the civil office here at the sheriff's office and also patching people through to the jail. We do take both non-emergency and emergency phone calls and then determine how best to assist them and then allocate whatever units need to respond in order to help them with their issues.
What is that decision-making process like? Do you keep track of the officers? How do you go through that decision process of trying to allocate resources when and where?
Absolutely. We keep tabs on all of our officers, both law enforcement, fire, medical, and also keep their backups aware of when someone is responding to a particular call.
Let's say a fire happens or something happens, a crime in progress happens. What's the first thing that you do when you get the call, and how do you proceed from there?
First up, we work as a team. So one of us will take the 911 call. The other person will be paging out the appropriate resources. So an instance, if there's a 911 call comes in for a structure fire or a house fire, then my partner will be taking that call and I will in turn page out the appropriate resources.
All right, so let's say a worst case scenario. What is this room like when that goes on?
And this room can get a little bit chaotic depending on who is in here, you know, other than us in dispatch. But we work very well as team members, and as one person is taking the information, the other person is disseminating it. So therefore, you will notice everyone, if there's anyone in here, gets pretty quiet around us and lets us do our job and kind of stays out of the way.
What do you think people should know about your job that maybe they don't know at this point?
Typically, I would say that there's a lot of misconception on how the 911 center works because of certain television shows where they think that anything just can happen at the drop of a hat. A lot of the misconception is as soon as you dial 911, you can just say something and hang up. That doesn't mean I have a clue where you're at, who you are, or what you need. So the main thing would be that when you're calling in, whether it's an emergency or not an emergency, we may have questions that don't exactly match with what you're thinking you need to tell us. Just keep in mind that, you know, we are trained in what information we need from you in order to help the people that are going to be getting to you to be safe and to get there in the timely fashion that they need to.
Give some advice to someone who calls in an emergency situation. Like you said, you're trained to ask questions. I might be panicking at this point. What advice should I know from your end?
I would say the most important thing is to be prepared to listen, especially if you're in a situation where you feel like you're losing control, that where you're becoming very panicked. The questions that we're going to be asking should lead you to the information that we're going to need, as well as doing your very best to remain calm.
Let's talk about an overall duty. I think you're one of, if not the most least visible part, and obviously you're a very important part. How much do officers and the visible part of the Marion County Sheriff's Department rely on you to do their job?
I think the reliance is greater than the public realizes. Like I said before, we're the first contact that the public has, but we're also solely responsible to get our officers on scene and to get fire and EMS on scene. And then our top priority is and always has been officer safety. We want everyone to go home at the end of their shift, and that includes fire and EMS too.
All right, well, finally, how would someone get into a job like this, and what type of mentality do you think it takes?
This job has the ability or the tendency to, I guess for lack of a better word, maybe harden a person. The things you see, the things you hear. When I started, I told my family, you know, I can't talk about it. But you would not believe it even if I did. You know, there's just so much that happens that people aren't aware of. And in order to get in, we occasionally, right now we're at full staff, knock on wood, that we keep it that way. The job is more than people think. You know, we have people that come in and start with absolutely no experience and their expectations are nothing like what the job is. You know, they think they have a good mindset of what the job entails, and they don't. We can't tell people. You have to experience it.
Thanks to Martha Dykstra, Shannon Ritter, and Melinda Hilzer for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.